励志跟行事来互相的勉励。
Tonight we want to use the topic to will and to work for mutual encouragement.
今天是农历大年初三。
It is the third day of the Lunar New Year today.
很多人在新年的时候啊，都会立下一些志向。
And many people have reflections for the resolutions for the New Year.
比如说，我要多运动。
Such as I want to exercise more.
或者我要吃得健康一点。
Or I want to eat healthier.
或者是我今年要读多一点书。
Or I want to study more.
或者是我今年工作要更努力，希望可以升职。
Or I want to work even harder this year.
啊，这个都是好的。
These are all good.
因为你没有励志，就不会有努力的方向。
Because if you do not have a resolution, then you do not have a direction to go.
属灵上我们需不需要励志呢？
Spiritually, do we need a resolution?
肯定是有。
Of course.
我们看腓立比书二章的十三节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
腓立比二章第十三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 13.
二章十三节。
Chapter 2, verse 13.
我们一起读。
Let us read it together.
三，因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。这里告诉我们信仰啊，有三个很奇妙的事情会发生。
Here it talks about faith and the three miraculous components of faith.
怎么样我的信仰们才会进步呢？
How can our faith improve?
啊，第一，你就要立志。
First, we have to make a resolution.
如果你没有立志，你就不会进步。
If we do not have a resolution, then we will not improve.
很多人呢，生活一天过一天。
Many people, they live their lives day to day.
你问他，今天有什么计划？他说没有啊。
And if you ask them what plans they have, they will reply none.
问他有没有什么目标啊？没有啊。
Do you have any goals? They don't have any.
我说每天玩手机。
Every day they scroll on their phone.
买回家就打电动。
And they play video games when they go home.
有空就多睡觉。
And if they have extra time, then they sleep in.
那他是很舒服的。
And this is very comfortable.
但是有一些人有励志。
But there are some people that make resolutions.
他觉得我现在的情况我不满意。
And they think that they are not satisfied with their current situation.
他想有些改变。
And they want to change themselves.
所以就必须要有一个励志。
So they need a resolution.
那有励志，你才会有行动。
And if they have a resolution, then they will act on it.
行动是改变的一切的源头。
And this action can change everything.
你没有行动，嘴巴讲讲，什么都没有用。
If you do not act, then it is just lip service.
但是你没有立志，就不会有行动。
But if you do not have a resolution, then you will not have any actions.
因为行动是辛苦的。
Because you have to toil to take action.
没有人喜欢行动，大家都喜欢躺着、躺平、坐着，不要动。
No one likes to take action. They all like to lay flat, relax.
坐在电视面前吃零食多舒服啊。
And eat snacks in front of the television. It's very comfortable.
但是你一直吃下去，一直懒下去，身体就坏掉了。
But once you lounge and are lazy, then your body will get weaker.
行动是需要动力的。
To take action, you need some willpower.
所以就要先立志，你才会有行动。
So first, you need to make a resolution, then take action.
但是谁会让你立志呢？
But who can help you with your resolution?
这里说啊，是神在你们的心里运行啊。
And here it says God works within you in your heart.
属灵的励志啊，跟一般的世上励志有点不一样。
A spiritual resolution and making a worldly resolution is different.
啊，如果你在属灵上立了一些志向。
And if you make a resolution spiritually,
你想要信仰更进步。
You want your faith to improve.
其实是神在你们你心里感动你。
Actually, it is God in your heart moving you.
神在你心里已经在动了，在运行了。
And God has already moving in your own heart.
所以不是你自己想要动了，是神想你在动。
It is not your own will that wants to take action, but it is God's will.
所以是神的工作。
So this is God's work.
所以如果你今年的一开头为了一些属灵的事立下一个志向。
So, at the beginning of this year, if you make a resolution,
是神在你心中已经开始工作了。
And you make a resolution for your faith, then it is God working within you.
那为什么神要开始工作？
Why does God want to work within you?
因为他要成就他自己的美意啊。
Because he wants to fulfill his own wonderful purpose.
神造我们每一个人都有他的旨意。
God has created each and every one of us for his own purpose.
没有一个人是没用的。
No one is useless.
没有一个人在神面前说啊，这个人没有价值。
No one is, everyone has value in the eyes of God.
所以神造你一定有一个目的。
So God has a purpose in creating you.
把你放在教会里面，他的国，他的家里面。
And he has placed you in the church, in his kingdom, in his home.
那你常常就问了，神要我做什么？
So then you must ask God, what do you need me to do?
当你找到了这个 good pleasure, 这个美意的时候
And when you have found this good purpose,
哇，那你就会动起来了。
Then you will take action.
如果你找不到自己的定位
If you cannot find your own place,
你不知道神要用你做什么
And you don't know what God wants to do with you,
我们就信仰就昏昏沉沉的，蒙蒙查查的。
Then you will stumble through your faith.
那我们的信仰就越来越退步了。
Then your faith will regress.
我们不能退步啊。
You cannot take steps back in your faith.
我们看第十二节啊。
Let us look at verse
12. 十二节，二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
这节很重要哦，在新年的时候特别读。
This is a very important verse that you should read during the new year. Let's read it together.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不常在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战兢，做成你们得救的功夫。最后一句请画下来。
Please highlight the last portion.
恐惧战兢。
Fear and trembling.
做成得救的功夫。
To work out your salvation.
这里讲得很清楚啊，你的自己的得救啊，你要自己要 work it out 啊，自己要去把它完成的。
It clearly says here you have to work out your own salvation.
年轻人去锻炼肌肉，不是去 work out 吗？我儿子最喜欢说啊，去 work out。
My sons really love working out.
Work out 是什么
？What is working out？
Work out 肌肉啊。
Working out their muscles.
你不 work out， 你不练健身，你哪里有肌肉
？If you don't work out, then you won't have any muscles.
那要 work out， 你要流汗，要辛苦，你才会有肌肉啊。
You have to work out and sweat a bit, then you'll gain muscles.
好了，那属灵上要 work out 什么？要练什么
？Then spiritually, what should we work out？
你要你自己的救恩啊。
You have to work out your own salvation.
有人就说了，救恩不是神预备的吗？
And some people say, doesn't God prepare salvation?
不是我信就得救了吗？
Am I not saved in my heart?
不是我坐在这边躺着等着就进天国了吗？
Can't I just wait and sit here and then be received into heaven later on?
圣经没有这样讲。
The Bible does not ever say this.
救恩是免费给你的是没有错。
It is true that salvation is freely given to you.
你不花一毛钱。
You don't need to spend a penny.
但是你不认真，你不努力。
But if you do not diligently, diligently work.
最后达不到救恩的标准。
In the end, then you cannot reach the mark of salvation.
因为你不努力。
Because you were not diligent.
神不会帮那个不努力的人。
God will not help those who are lazy.
所以这里说你一定要立志，你一定要。接下来十三节就是讲立志跟行事了。
So here it says you need to make a resolution and act upon it.
那如果你不立志又不行事呢？
And if you do not make a resolution, if you don't take action,
你就不能得救啊，达不到救恩呢。
Then you cannot receive salvation.
所以这里十二节说啊，你要常这样想，要恐惧，要战兢啊。
So then in verse 12, that's why it says that you have to work it out with fear and with trembling.
就算你信了几十年了，你也不能放松啊，不能说哎呀，我躺着都进天国了，我都听了这么多道理啊。
Even though you have believed many years, you can't just lay there and do nothing and just say, I've already listened so many years.
你这个题目我不听了 N 遍呢。
I already have heard this topic so many times.
这个老信徒啊。
I'm an old believer.
你这样想你就没有恐惧战兢，就没有办法造成得救的功夫。
If you think like this, then you don't have fear and you don't have trembling.
所以我们一定要重新的思考。
So we need to wholeheartedly reconsider.
希望神在我们心里动工，立了一些志向。
And we want God to move in our hearts to help us.
恐怕如果我们不立志的话，恐怕我们不及格，得不到神的标准。
If we do not work it out with fear and trembling, then we are unable to meet God's standard.
今天如果最后一个晚上了。
If tonight was the last night,
你对得救有没有把握？
Will you receive salvation?
哇，你现在的状态能够见神吗
？With your current situation, are you able to meet God?
所以我们要立志。
So we must make resolutions.
第一个志向。
The first point.
我们来谈谈呢，就是要立志得到主的喜悦。
We have to make a resolution to please the Lord.
我们看哥林多后书的第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多后书第五章的第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 9。
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
五章的第九节。
Chapter 5 verse 9。
一二三。所以无论是住在身内，离开身外， 我们立了志向，要讨主的喜悦。这里保罗啊，告诉我们，我们要立志做一件事情。
Here, Paul says we have to do one thing.
要立志啊 ，make a resolution.
We have to make a resolution.
要做什么呢
？What should we do?
就是无论你在住在身体之内。
No matter if we are in the body.
比如说我们现在还活着的，我们灵魂还住在身体里面，就叫做住在身内。
We are in the body, which means our soul is still in our body, and we are alive today.
就是还活着的，还有口气呢。
So we're still living.
那如果有一天离开身外，就是我们灵魂离开身体了。
And one day when our soul leaves our body.
所以无论是你活着还是死的。
So no matter if you're living or if you're dead.
要做一个立志。
There is one resolution we must make.
我活多久不重要。
It is not important how long you live.
我活着的时候有没有讨神的喜悦比较重要。
When I live, do I please the Lord? This is the most important thing.
我活着的时候做什么工，或者是有多少的身份地位不重要。
It doesn't matter what my career is or my status is.
最重要的是，我活着的时候要让神高兴。
The most important thing is that when I live, I must please the Lord.
讨神喜悦的另外一个意思就是让神很高兴。
And this means that we should make God joyful.
那为什么要讨神高兴？
Why should we make God joyful?
这个社会啊，我们都是觉得说我自己高兴就好了，我管你的。
In this society, we often think, I only need to care about my own happiness.
尤其是我们加拿大的社会，就是个人主义为主的社会。
Especially in such an individualistic society like Canada today.
我高兴就好了，我管身边的人啊。
It's okay if.I only want to care about my own happiness. I shouldn't care about others.
为什么要讨神喜悦，讨神高兴
？Why should we please the Lord?
那我们来看第五章的第十节。
Let us turn to chapter 5, verse 10.
哥林多后书五章第十节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。这个就是要讨神喜悦的最主要的原因呢。
This is the most important reason that we should please the Lord.
因为有一天呢，你要在基督的台前显露出来。
Because one day we will appear in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
基督的台前就是审判台。
And this is the judgment seat.
有没有去过法庭
？Have you ever been to the court？
有没有吃过罚单？
Have you ever had a ticket？
如果你有被警察开罚单，你就要去法庭啊。
If you ever are fined by the police, then you have to pay the ticket.
或者你被人家告过，你就要去法庭。
Or if you are reported by someone, then you should go to court.
好了，那法庭呢？那个法官呢，就是要看证据。
And the judge will look at the situation.
然后你在那边被人家控告，你要自己要辩护自己。
And when you are sued, then you must defend yourself.
那最后法官就是要做一个判断。
Then the judge will make a judgment.
你这个人有罪还是没罪？
Are you guilty or not?
或者是会把你释放，或者是要把你放监牢。
And should I release you or should I place you into prison?
这个都是法官决定了。
So this is the decision of the judge.
所以为什么有一些人平常不穿西装啊？去法庭一定要穿西装。
So why do some people only dress up when they go to court?
因为他要给法官的好印象啊。
Because they want to, present themselves well in front of the judge.
那其实你穿什么不是太重要。
Actually, it doesn't matter what you wear.
你做了什么的记录的证据已经决定你能不能得到法官的那个赦免。
Because the most important thing is whether you prepare your defense well or not in front of the judge.
我们每一个人有一天都要在基督的台前。
One day, each and every one of us will need to be in front of the judgment seat of Christ.
请问什么时候在基督台前？什么时候在基督的台前
？What time will we be in front of the seat？
当然就是死了之后，主耶稣来自那时候的这个第二次审判呢。
And of course, it's when the Lord Jesus comes the second time for the second coming.
所以你一辈子所做的一切事情全部拿出来。
So everything that you've done in your lifetime will be laid out.
那这个时候什么时候到
？What time will this occur？
当然在你离开世界那一刹那，就决定你在基督的审判台前的这种状态。
And it's when You pass away, and then you will appear in front of the Lord.
这个审判不是只审判好人，也审判坏人，审判信主的，也没有信主的，都审判。
And this judgment happens to believers and unbelievers.
我们也没有想过，每天也没有想，睡觉前也没有想，我今天做的事，以后也要在审判台前拿出来。
Every night, do you think about the things you have done, and do you think about when it will be laid out in front of the judgment seat.
我私底下所想的，或者是我私底下所讲的，全部要在审判台前拿出来。
What I have done, what I have thought, what I have said, they will all be laid out.
啊，我网络上偷偷看的，我别人去偷偷去的地方了，也会在审判台前拿出来。
What I have secretly seen online, what I have.Where I have went to secretly.
因为神都帮你录影，把它全部记下来。
Because God has recorded this all.
啊，所以我们要思考，你不讨神喜悦，以后你就惨了。
So we must reflect. If we do not please the Lord, then later we will be in trouble.
很多人平常没有想到这个死亡跟审判的问题。
Many people do not think about the issue of death and then judgment.
他们觉得死亡离开他很远。
They think that death is, death.
Is far from them. 前几天不是美国又甩了一台飞机吗？
And a few days ago, there was a plane crash.
美国航空公司的那个一班机，还有那个美军的直升机在机场的上空相撞。
And there was a crash between two planes in the U.S.
飞机上面六十几个人马上死掉了。
And there were 60 people on the plane that immediately perished.
军机上面呢，直升机里面三个人也马上死掉了。Helicopter.
And the military helicopter, those individuals also died.
Three people
died.
差不多加起来可能都快七十个人，一下就没有了。
And the casualties were about 70 people.
里面也有很多学溜冰的，陪去看溜冰的妈妈，很多小朋友，有一些教练，还有六十几个人。
And there was also an ice skating team, with children and their parents and the coaches.
所以全美国现在都在哀悼这个事情。
And now all of the USA is mourning this incident.
整一月都还没有过去，全世界有那么多个空难。
And the month is not even over, but there are so many tragedies.
那些坐飞机的人怎么会想到，我上了飞机我都下不了飞机了？
And those on the plane would never have thought that they would never be able to step out of the plane.
我有很多将来啊，我有很多的这个梦想啊。
They have many dreams and hopes.
但是你的时间是多少？没，你自己绝对不知道。
But you do not know how much time you have left in this world.
随时都有可能离开世界。
You could leave this world today.
当你离开世界那一刻，你就要准备要基督的台前。
And when you leave the world, then you must prepare to be in front of the judgment seat.
所以你那个时候才要想啊，讨神喜欢啊，太迟了。
And it's too late then to start thinking about pleasing the Lord.
大部分人活着的时候没有想到要讨神喜欢。
And if you don't think about pleasing the Lord when you're alive,
但是在死了之后想要讨神喜欢，哇，我要进天国，那个时候就太慢了。
And you only think about pleasing the Lord once you die and that you want to enter heaven, then it's too late.
所以为什么要讨神喜欢？
So why do we need to please the Lord?
因为讨神喜欢会决定你以后死去哪里。
Because pleasing the Lord will determine the outcome of where we go after we die.
看回来第五章的第一节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章的第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
第五章第一节。
Chapter 5, verse 1.
哥林多后书，一二三。
2 Corinthians.
我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。什么叫做地上的帐篷？
What does it mean, earthly tent?
这个就是地上的帐篷。
This is the earthly tent.
是用尘土来造的。
It is made with dirt.
很脆弱。
Dust. And it is temporary.
很 fragile 啊。
And it's fragile.
你看，他们坐在飞机上面，飞机解体了，掉下来了，肯定死了。
And once the plane starts to descend and crash, then the people definitely perish.
有一些人是生病的，病毒，一个病毒，他就死掉了。
And some people die because of a sickness or a virus.
也可以得癌症，每次也会死掉。
Or they may have cancer and pass away.
就是你什么都没有得，到老了，某一个年纪，你就会自然也会死掉。
Or you can die of old age.
所以这个叫做地上的帐篷。
So this is the earthly tent.
这是一定会拆掉的。
So it will perish one day.
那为什么你要讨神喜欢？
So why must we please the Lord?
因为你讨神喜欢，你就可以得到那个天上永存的房屋。
Because if we please God, then we can receive our eternal house in heaven.
很多人一辈子啊，只是想说我在地上要买房子，我在地上要买房子。
Many people in their lifetime, they only think, I need to buy a home on earth.
当然来到加拿大，梦想买自己第一个房子，也是一个最重要的梦想。
And of course, buying a house in Canada is also an aspiration many people have.
所以为了要买这个房子，拼命加班，拼命工作。
So because they want to purchase a house, then they work overtime.
聚会的时间也工作。
And they work during Sabbath.
啊，讨好老板，所以可以多赚点钱。
So that they can make a good impression on their boss to earn more money.
啊，讨好客户，可以多赚点小费。
To
please the customer.
Please the customers to get more tips.
啊，早一天买房子。
So that they can purchase a house sooner.
这个都是我们地上的目标。
So this is their goal.
但是你不要忘记，还要买天上的房子啊。
But don't forget, we also have to buy our heavenly house.
这个不是用钱买的，是神给你的，是神的怜悯。
It cannot be bought by money. It is given through God's mercy.
如果你现在都没有讨神的喜欢
，But if we do not seek to please God today,
那将来你要进天国，要天国的房子谁给你啊？
Then who will give you this heavenly house?
所以保罗很清楚，他地上他真的是没有什么房子。
So Paul was very clear, on earth he did not have any house.
在地上的时候，保罗是个穷人。
And on earth he was a poor man.
因为他到处传福音，也没人给他薪水，他也没有买到什么房子。
Because he did not have a salary when he was preaching the gospel, nor did he have a house.
他身体也不好。
He also had a weak body.
因为常常要传福音，很累。
And he was constantly tired because he was preaching the gospel.
又被人家逼迫。
And he was persecuted by many.
吃也吃不饱，睡也睡不好，然后还被下到监牢里面。
So he could not sleep well, he could not eat well, he even went to prison.
但是他要天上的房子最重要。
But he knew the heavenly house was the most important.
前两个礼拜在加州烧山火的时候，大家没有看到那些新闻。
Two weeks ago in California, did everyone see the news of the fires?
几百万美金的豪宅，一下子几分钟啊，山火一来就烧掉了。
Millions of dollars worth of property, they all burned up.
一辈子的存款，一辈子的退休金，一辈子的什么，全部都在里面，一下就烧掉。
And this represents a lifetime of money saved up.
因为地上的东西就不会永存。
Because things in this world are not everlasting.
但是天上的房屋不可能烧掉。
But our house in heaven is eternal; it cannot burn down.
所以当我们思考这些经节的时候啊
，So as we reflect on these verses today,
我们就知道人生要讨谁的喜欢最重要。
Then we know who is the most important we should please in our life today.
不是讨自己喜欢
，It's not pleasing ourselves.
也不是讨别人喜欢
，or pleasing others.
而是要讨神的喜欢
，But it is pleasing God.
好，那我们来讲讲怎么样。讨神的喜欢呢？因为你就立志吗？你怎么讨神的喜欢
？So now we will discuss how we can please God.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
五章的第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
我们一起看第七节，一起读。
Let's read it together.
这节很重要，画起来。
This is a very important verse. Please highlight it.
三，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。哇，你要立志讨神的喜悦，你要记住这一节。
If you want to please God, you should remember this verse.
讨神的喜欢就凭着信心。
To please God, we should live by faith.
不是凭着眼见。
We do not live by sight.
你不能跟神想说，神啊，你先祝福我，你先让我看见，我才相信你。
You cannot demand of God, God, please do this for me first, and then I will believe in you.
我什么都没有，我怎么相信你
？I don't have anything. How can I believe in you?
我还没有看到结果，我怎么会相信你的话
？I haven't seen the result. How can I believe your words?
你先给我要的东西，我才来讨你喜欢。
You should give me what I want first, then I will please you.
不是，神不是这样子的。
This isn't the case. God is not like this.
神先说你要把信心拿出来。
And God tells you, you should first take your faith out.
你有信心，你就会讨我喜欢。
And if you have faith, then you will please me.
哇，这句话到底哪里来的呢
？Where did this come from？
我们看希伯来书十一章第六节。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 11. Verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节。
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
希伯来书十一章的第六节。
Hebrews 11 verse 6.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
一二三，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。这里告诉我们怎么样讨神的喜悦。
Here it tells us how to please God.
你没有信心，不可能讨到神的喜悦了。
And if you do not have faith, then there's no way you can please God.
这里不是说我做很多圣工，我就讨神的喜悦啊。
It is not about doing a lot of holy work in order to please God.
我们常说，很多人以为我做很多圣工，神就一定很喜欢。
And many people have the misconception that if I perform a lot of holy work, then God will be pleased with me.
很多人喜欢用做圣工来讨神喜悦。
And a lot of people like to think that doing holy work will please God.
啊，当然你做圣工啊，你报答神的恩典，神当然会高兴。
Of course, God is happy when you repay His mercy.
但是那个不是最重要的。
But this is not the most important.
怎么样讨神的喜悦
How should you please God?
你到底是不是真的相信神？
Do you truly believe in God?
你对神是不是有一种无论什么事情发生，我都相信他的信心？
And do you have a faith in God that no matter what happens, you believe in Him?
这个事情顺利，我当然相信神。
Of course, when things go smoothly, you believe in God.
如果这个事情不顺利？
But what if things don't go smoothly?
你还按着神的话去做吗？
Do you still follow God's words?
还是顺你的意，你才按着神的话去做？
Or do you only follow God when things are smooth?
如果不顺你的意，我就不相信神了，我就不按神的话去做了。
And when things are not smooth sailing, then you don't follow God's word.
如果这样的话，你永远讨不到神的喜欢。
If it is like this, then you can never please God.
我们看但以理的三个朋友。
Let us look at the three friends of Daniel.
我们看但以理书的第三章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 3.
但以理三章的十五节。
Daniel chapter 3 verse 15.
三章十五节。
Daniel 3:15.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
但以理三章十五节。
Daniel 3:15.
一二三，你们在听见角笛、丝、琵琶、琴、丝声各样的乐器的声音。若俯伏敬拜我所造的像，却还可以；若不敬拜，必立时仍在烈火的窑中，有何神能救你们脱离我的手呢？这是但以理的三个朋友遇到信心的考验。
So Daniel's three friends here met with this trial of faith.
但以理这三个朋友信心已经很好了。
Daniel's three friends, their faith was already very good.
这个之前的故事我们读过了。
So we have read this story before.
但是信心好，神还要考验你。
But even if your faith is good.Good, God still wants to test you.
有时候我们也是一样。
Sometimes we are the same.
我们信心每一个程度，神都会给我们考验。
God will give us trials no matter what stage our faith is at.
刚信的时候会给你刚信的考验。
When you first believe, then He will give you the trials.
信了五年了，十年了，也会按照你的程度给你考验。
And He will test you, give you trials, whether you believe 5 years or 10 years.
你信了一辈子了，老信徒了，神也会给你老信徒的考验。
If you've believed your entire lifetime, God will give you these as well.
哇，那但以理的三个朋友考验来了。
So Daniel's three friends, their time has come.
巴比伦王，这个定了一条例。
King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, had a decree.
谁看到我的金像，听到声音音乐，马上要跪下去。
And when you hear the sounds of music, then you will worship the image.
要拜这个金像。
You must worship this idol.
谁不拜金像，全部丢到烈火的窑中，要把它活活的烧死。
Whoever does not worship this idol will be thrown into the blazing furnace to burn to death.
好了，那如果你是但以理三个朋友，你拜不拜
？If you were Daniel's three friends, would you worship the image?
大家都拜啊。
Everyone worshipped it.
全部一个声音一来了，全部趴下去啊。
And once the music came, everyone bowed down.
几千几百个官员一起跪下去啊。
Hundreds and thousands of people all bowed down.
你跪不跪？你跪不跪
？Would you bow down as well?
你不跪的话，第一，大家看着你。
First, if you don't bow down, everyone will look at you.
第二，王看着你。
Second, the king will look at you.
那这个时候，王就看到他们三个，因为很奇怪啊，全部人跪下去，就只有三个人不跪下去。
And in this moment, the king saw Daniel's three friends, and it was very strange because everyone bowed down except them.
王还给他们一个机会哦。
And he even gave him a chance.
是不是刚才没听见呢？
Did you not hear the music?
不然这样再来一次等一下音乐再奏一次。
We can play the music again.
好，你听见跪下去，那之前那个就不算你。
Then I will forget what had just happened that you didn't bow down.
但是如果你不跪的话呢
？But if you don't bow down,
我告诉你，谁都救不了我的手啊。
Then no one can save you from my hand.
马上丢你进去，马上被烤住啊。
Then you will be thrown and burnt.
烤住还可以拿出来我的吃，那个变灰了。
And
全部变灰了，变火化了，活生生火化。
There will be nothing left of you.
你有没有看过那个烧尸体的火炉？很大的，很那个烧，直接掉棺材丢去，棺材都烧掉，里面的人也烧成灰了。
Have you ever seen the cremation furnace? Everyone that is put in there will return as ashes.
尼布甲尼撒王说：“谁都救不了你们。
”No one can save you from my hand.
好了，那个叫第二次机会。
Then they got a second chance.
如果你是这三个朋友，会不会把握这第二次机会？赶快，好了，拜一拜就算了，我心里不拜就好了，我肉体拜要拜下去啊。
If you were these three friends, would you bow down? Even if you didn't worship in your heart, you could still physically bow down.
这三个人讲什么
What did these three friends say?
我们看第十六节。
Let's turn to verse 16.
十六节。
Verse 16.
我们一起读。沙德拉、米沙、亚巴尼哥对王说：尼布甲尼撒，这事我们不必回答你。十七节。即便如此，我们所侍奉的神能从让我们从烈火的窑中救出来，王啊，他也必救我们脱离你的手。十八节。只或不然，王啊，当知道我们岂不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。哇，你看这三个朋友多勇敢啊。
You can see how courageous these three friends are.
这三个朋友跟尼布甲尼撒说，尼布甲尼撒说，这个事我们不必再讲了，不必再回答你了。
They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is, we cannot give you an answer."
我们知道这三个人啊，平常一定非常的尊敬王。
And we know that usually these three individuals they respect the king.
因为他们是当官的。
Because they are officials.
对王啊，毕恭毕敬的。
So they respect the king.
但是跟信仰有抵触的时候，
But when this conflicts with their faith,
他们的底线就很清楚了。
Then the line is clearly drawn for.
别的我可以听你，别的可以尊敬你。
They can respect the king in all matters.
但是当信仰有抵触的时候，我不可以讨王的喜悦。
But once there is a conflict in the matter of faith, then they cannot seek to please the king.
我只讨一个人的喜悦，就是神。
They only seek to please God.
这个就是他的底线。
This is the line that they have drawn.
当信仰的底线一触碰到的时候，他们态度马上转变，这个没有什么好讲的。
And once it has reached this boundary, then their attitudes have changed.
哇，我们绝不敬拜。
They will never worship.
啊，你也不用再给我们机会了。
And they do not need a second chance.
他们相信神一定会救我们，他们这样相信神一定会救。
Because they believe God will definitely save.
啊，这个很大的信心，对不对？
This is very great faith, isn't it?
但是这个不是最大的信心。
But this is not the greatest.
最大的信是后面那一句十八节。
The verse with the greatest faith, verse 18.
我们看一起看第十八节。
Let's read it.
一二三，即或不然，你当知道我们绝不侍奉你的神，也不敬拜你所立的金像。原来更大的信心就是十八节。
This is the verse with demonstrating.
就算神不救我们。
Even if God does not save them.
哇，这句话一般人讲不出来哦。
Most people are unable to say this.
一般人，我说神一定要救我，神一定会救我。
Most people will say God will definitely save.
啊，如果神不救他呢？
But what if God doesn't save?
他就开始改变了。
Then they might change their
mind. 我祷告那么久了，神都不医治我了。
I've prayed so long.
我这个问题祷告那么久了都没有解决了。
And this problem hasn't been solved yet.
我做我自己的事了，我不管神了。
I'll do my own thing. I don't really care about God anymore.
我不听圣经的话了。
I won't listen to the words in the Bible.
哦，对，哦，对，偶像就跪下去了。
Then they bow down to their idols.
但是这三个朋友说，就算神不救我们
，But these three friends said, even if God does not save us,
我们也不拜你的像。
We will not worship your idols.
就算神不救我，让我们死了。
Even if God does not save us, even if He allows us to die,
我们还是相信神。
We still believe in God.
这个信心就讨神的喜悦了。
Now this type of faith pleases God.
所以什么信心会讨神喜悦
？So what type of faith pleases God?
无论你所要的得不得得到，你不改变。
No matter if you receive what you are wanting or not, your faith does not change.
无论环境怎么样，你不改变。
No matter the environment, you do not change.
啊，刚刚我也参加唱诗班。
Recently, I had joined the choir.
啊，有一首歌最近在练的，叫《Bow the Knee》啊。跪下去，跪下去。
And we practiced a hymn, a song, bow the knee.
我以前也听过很多诗班唱过这一首，只是没有很留意这个歌词。
And many, I have sang the song before with other choirs, but I did not really notice.
以前就是听那个歌调，觉得还挺好听的，然后bow the knee, 然后一直跪下去，跪下去。
And I thought the melody was pleasing and. Bow the knee means to kneel down and pray.
有时候想说，怎么那么简单的歌词要一直重复啊？跪下去，跪下去，就祷告不是就跪下去了吗？还要一直唱吗
？So I always thought, well, to repeat bow the knee, doesn't it just mean to kneel down and pray? How come we have to keep repeating this lyric?
但是当我唱这首诗歌的时候
，But when I sang this hymn,
哇，他有提到说，无论有时候你顺利，有时候遇到是困难
，No matter if. You're smooth sailing or you meet some difficulties.
有时候你求到的得到，有时候神好像没有在听你。
Sometimes you may receive what you pray for, and sometimes it seems like God doesn't hear your prayers.
但是你都要跪下去。
But you should still kneel down.
不单只是你膝盖跪下去。
Not only do you physically kneel down to pray,
你的心要在神面前跪下去。
Your heart should bow down before God as well.
我的膝盖只跪神，我的心只跪神。
So both your knees and your heart are bowing down before God.
这是真正的谦卑啊。
And this is true humility.
你没有谦卑，你没有办法拿出这个信，没有办法讨神的喜欢。
And if you do not have this humility, then you cannot please God.
但是你怎么可以谦卑呢？
But how can you be humble?
你一定要相信，无论如何，我都听神的。
First, you must believe, no matter what happens, you will listen to God.
神在考验我，我更要听神。
God is giving you trials, you must listen to God.
哇，有这样的信心，你整个人跪下去。
To have this type of faith and to kneel down and pray.
我发觉哦，有慕道者来到教会哦，你叫他跪下去祷告，他肯不肯跪，会决定以后他会不会继续慕道。
And I noticed that with true seekers, when they pray, if they kneel down, then we can somewhat predict their future.
啊，如果他愿意跪下去，愿意出来祷告，那很可能神会给他圣灵。
If they are willing to kneel down and come up and kneel down to pray, then God may give them the Holy Spirit.
谦卑了。
Because they are humble.
那我们信徒呢？我们是每次都有跪。
What about the believers?
但是我们的心有没有跪下去？
But does our heart bow, kneel down as well?
有时候我们膝盖有跪，但是心没有跪。
Sometimes physically we kneel down, but our heart does not.
我还是这样，我坚强，我就是这样子。
I am just like this.
我的意见就是这样。
My opinion is this.
我觉得神应该要这样做。
I believe that God should do this.
没有心里没有跪下去啊。
Their heart does not bow down.
所以
kneel down.
没有这种信心，完全顺服，怎么样得到神的喜悦呢？
So if you do not have any humility and you do not listen to God, then how can you please God?
啊，所以但以理这三个朋友用这种信心，他得到神的喜悦。
So Daniel's three friends with this attitude.And mindset, they pleased God.
啊，再来看这个《使徒行传》第四章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 4.
使徒第四章的十八节。
Acts chapter 4, verse 18.
四章的十八节。
4, verse 18.
啊，这里有另外一个例子啊，讨神的喜悦的人呢。
Is another example of a person who pleased God.
我们看十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
一二三，叫了他们来，禁止他们。总不可奉耶稣的名讲论教训人。十九节，彼得约翰说，听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理，你们自己着量吧。这里记载彼得约翰他们在耶路撒冷传福音。
So here it records Peter and John preaching the gospel in Jerusalem.
很有能力。
They had great power.
有医治的病人。
And they healed many people.
哇，那公会啦，犹太人呢，就恐吓彼得跟约翰。
But the Jewish people, the Sanhedrin, called them in.
不可以再传福音啊，不可以再讲啊。
And commanded them not to preach the gospel.
再讲的话，抓你们哦。
And if you continue to preach, then we will capture you.
打你们哦，关你们哦。
And throw you into jail.
啊，你可以想象，如果今天政府公文下来了。
And can you imagine if the government did this?
不可以再信耶稣了。
And said, "You can no longer believe in God."
不可以传独一真神呢。
You cannot believe in Jesus or preach the one true God.
不可以传同性恋是不道德的，不合乎圣经的，不可以这样讲哦。
You cannot preach that homosexuality is against sin.
啊，一讲的话，政府要给你关掉啊。
And if you preach this, then the government will throw you into prison.
啊，或者是呢，你们不可以聚集啊。
And or if you cannot congregate anymore.
好了，你会怎么说？
Then what will you say?
很多人都说，他说不要讲那个了，讲别的了。
I won't talk about this anymore. We can talk about something else.
啊，不要得罪政府了。
We can't offend the government.
你看彼得他们是不是这样子？
Did Peter and John do the same thing?
他们讨神的喜悦啊。
They sought to please God.
我们就是讲圣经，就是讲耶稣就是弥赛亚，耶稣就是从死里复活。
They're talking about the Lord Jesus, and Jesus is the Messiah, and He resurrected.
耶稣就是被你们这帮人钉死的。
And He was nailed to the cross by you.
我们都是要讲。
We must speak of this.
哇，不管你关不关我们。
We don't care if you throw us into prison or not.
他讲哦，在不听从你们，不听从神。这个在神面前合不合理？你们自己说吧。
And Peter and John replied, "What is right in God's eyes to listen to you or to God? You be the judge."
这个就是讨神的喜悦。
And they pleased God here.
彼得他们是不理政治的，不会推翻罗马政府的，他们不管这个世上的政治。
And they did not care about following the government's regulation.
They don't do politics.
They don't do politics.
但是如果这个政治要影响我们宗教的时候，影响我们的信仰呢，我们绝对不听的。
Once politics affects faith, then they will not listen.
我们要坚持我们的信仰。
We should hold fast in our faith.
不管你政治的力量怎么样想要迫害我们，怎么样想来改变我们。
No matter how politics wants to change our faith or suppress the faith.
这个就是使徒的信心呢。
This is true faith.
以后我们可能也会遇到这些逼迫。
In the future, we may meet with this sort of persecution.
一定会的，是一定会，不是可能会，是一定会。
It is not we could meet with this persecution, but we will meet with this persecution.
教会所传的是讨神的喜悦，还是讨人的喜悦？
What the church preaches, does it please God or does it seek to please man?
你看彼得、约翰，他就是讨神的喜悦，该讲的道理、真理是什么，他们就讲。
They sought to please God, so they preached the gospel as it is.
这个就是信心啊，讲了出来，神会负责。
This is faith.They have preached, and God will be responsible.
你说我们不可以奉耶稣的名，我们就是要奉耶稣的名。
And if someone says you cannot say in the name of Lord Jesus, then we will say it in the name of Lord Jesus.
这个就是一种讨神的喜悦的心志。
And this is a heart that strives to please God.
今天真耶稣教会啊，也是被很多基督教啊、其他的教派啊打压排挤的。
Today, True Jesus Church is also scorned by other Christian denominations.
早期只是其他的教派啊，不跟我们合作啦，不跟我们卖广告啊，不租会堂给我们啊。
And in the early days, many other denominations would not do business with us or allow us to use the chapel or sell their chapel to us.
啊，现在有一些网络上呢，就写衰我们啊，写我们是什么异端啊，写我们那些极端啊，写把我们写坏坏了。
And they persecute us online, saying that we are spreading heresies.
啊，这个都是他们做的事。
And this is what other denominations are doing. 但是
真耶稣教会完全不在乎别人怎么样看我们。
But True Jesus Church, we do not heed how others perceive us.
我们只在乎神怎么看我们。
Because we only care about how God looks at us.
我们一定要在末世忠心的传讲这个真理。
So in the end days, we spread the true gospel.
啊，别人不喜欢，随便他呢。
Other people don't like it. That's fine.
主的羊会听主的声音。
Because God's sheep will listen to the gospel and listen to His voice.
保罗也是要讨神的喜悦啊。
Paul also sought to please God.
我们看加拉太一章第十节。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 1.
第十节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
我们一起看加拉太书一章十节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 10.
我们一起读。
Let's read it together.
我现在是要得人的心呢，还是要得神的心呢？我岂是讨人的喜欢吗？若人就讨人的喜欢，我就不是基督的仆人啊。保罗这里说，我是讨谁的喜欢呢？
Here Paul says, who am I trying to please?
我得到谁的心呢？
Whose heart am I trying to gain?
我讲道，我传福音，是要讨神还是讨人的喜欢？
When I'm spreading the gospel, am I trying to have others approve of me or have God approve of me?
对保罗来说很清楚的。
It's very clear to Paul.
你们喜不喜欢听不是重点，是神喜不喜欢我这样讲。
It's not important whether you like to hear this or not, but it's whether God is liking what I say or not.
所以他一定要讲神喜欢的。
So of course he has to say things.
讲真理。
He has to speak the truth.
啊，不可以改变。
That will please God, and he cannot change the truth.
这个就是讨神的心呢，讨神喜悦。
And this is seeking the approval of God.
所以我们今天往这个方向去想，我们要立志做什么？
So using this to reflect, what should we do today?
无论你是一个讲道的人，或者是带领教会的人，你要讲真理。
Whether we are a leader in the church or a sermon speaker,
生活当中你遇到考验，你要拿出信心来。
Or if we meet with difficulties in our daily life, we must take out our faith.
有一个弟兄啊。
There was a brother.
他上班的地方。
His workplace.
他老板呢，有一次啊，说清明节要所有的员工啊一起去拜那个老那个原公司的这个创办人。
And there was a day, a Chinese holiday where
Qing Ming Festival.
The Qing Ming Festival where they needed to go bow down to the old founders of the company that have already passed away.
那个老板创办人已经死掉了，但是第二代的老板要大家去上香，要去大家去拜。
And this old boss had passed away, but this new boss wanted to bring them to worship.
我们这个弟兄是其中一个部门经理啊。
But this brother
is a department manager.
Is a department manager.
哇，压力很大。
The pressure was huge.
大家都拜了。
everyone went to worship.
那如果他不拜的话怎么办？
If he did not worship, then what can he do?
不拜的话，大，现在大老板看着，会不会裁员呢？以后啊？
And if his boss saw this, would he be demoted?
哇，他心里面很挣扎。
And he greatly struggled in his heart.
但是最后他还是决定我不拜。
And in the end, he decided he would not go to worship.
啊，他去，但是他不拜。
He would go, but he would not worship.
啊，他告诉他老板，我是基督徒，我不可以跪下去。
And he told his boss, I am a Christian, I cannot bow down.
感谢神呢，神也保守他。
And thank God, God had preserved him.
虽然当下大家看得很奇怪。
Even though everyone thought he was strange.
但是他没有因为这样被裁员。
He was not fired because of this.
反而神在好几次后来的裁员潮中。保守他没有被裁到。
And in the next few rounds of firings or layoffs, he kept his position.
因为你讨神的喜悦最重要，你讨神的喜悦，神就负责保守你。
Because it's most important to seek the approval of God, then God will preserve you.
所以希望在。